We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots and Liberty lovers everywhere. Feels like winter today, didn't it? Thank goodness the temperatures in the mid-levels of the atmosphere stayed warm enough. We didn't get hit with one of those big-time ice storms, just kind of cold and blowing rain on us, but obviously could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. Great to have you along. Here we go. It is hump day. And as we get rolling here in hour number one, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email, as always, bob@1063word.com. And we discussed on the program since the announcement of my pending retirement on Tuesday of next week, the fact that I was going to be more visible on social media. So my Facebook account and Twitter account are now back up. I haven't done Instagram yet, but in any event, I'm going to be more visible there. I got a message this morning. It was a copy of a tweet sent by Jeff Webb, and the tweet said, "I'm sure this one will get the Twitter censor message. I wonder how long it will take." And then the tweet that was shared was from Sydney Powell at her Twitter location, Team Sydney. And it has text, and it has a map, one of those that shows the electoral count for each state. Team Sydney tweeting, "This is the actual results of the election. People in Germany saw this before the Dominion servers were seized." You may remember a number of reports conflicting about the Dominion servers being seized in Germany, and another one perhaps in Spain as well, and that's what she's referencing. "This will probably get removed, so share as much as possible. The fraud is massive. Shame on these people." And then it shows the map, and the only states that Biden carried on this map are the usual suspects: Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, I think it is, Connecticut, Delaware, not even Maryland. The final tally on this map is Trump, 410 Electoral College votes, and Biden, 128. Now, I don't know if this is accurate or not. I don't know if there's any validity to it or not, but man, it sure feels right. Meantime, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, campaigning in Georgia, trying to continue to perpetuate the steal. He's down there campaigning for the two Senate candidates. And they did one of those touchy-feely COVID scary appearances where he gets up and speaks in front of a bunch of cars Because, of course, as you know, COVID cannot penetrate automobiles, even if you have your heater or air conditioning running. I guess. So Biden is down there and he's campaigning for Ossoff, right? Who is a real hardcore. Well, both these guys, Ossoff and Warlock, are both just as far left as they can possibly be. So here is Biden encouraging people to vote for the candidate he's come out of his basement in Delaware, come all the way to Georgia to campaign for, and doesn't even know the guy's name. Listen.
Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff. Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff.
Who is that? Who?
Honk for your next United States Senator, John Ossoff.
Oh, okay. John Ossoff. This guy is so far gone. Before he even gets to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and who knows, he may not. Doesn't look good. I mean, all that's remaining is long shots. But, you know, in meantime, now all the information that should have come out beforehand, but with the complicity of the toadies in the media, they put the story on the spike, as they say. Now, today at Fox News, correspondence between Hunter Biden and China Energy Chairman Yi Jianming from 2017 shows President-elect Joe Biden's son extending, quote, best wishes from the entire Biden family. I guess that includes Joe. And urging the chairman to, quote, quickly, end quote, send a $10 million wire to properly fund and operate the Biden joint venture with the now bankrupt Chinese energy company. The $10 million transfer to the joint venture was never completed, not for lack of effort on Hunter's part. Fox News obtained an email that Hunter sent on 18 June 2017 to one of the guys at CEFC, this Chinese energy company, asking if they please translate my letter to Chairman Yi. Please extend my warmest best wishes, and I hope to see the chairman soon. I hope my letter finds you well. I regret missing you on your last visit to the United States. Please accept the best wishes from the entire Biden family, as well as my partners. We're all hoping to see you here again soon, or in Shanghai. Biden went on to update Yi, saying they have concluded the establishment of Sinohawk Holdings, a joint venture between the Bidens and China, and said he looked forward to introducing him to his business associate, Tony Bobulinski, who he wrote would act as the CEO. He is a very close friend of James Gillar and the Biden family, and joined our team to focus on the execution of things as a partner. He has invested capital all over the world for some of the world's wealthiest families. Bobulinski, you remember, is the guy who said, yeah, creepy Uncle Joe is up to his skivvies in this stuff. I met with him. When he says he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's businesses, he's a liar. Which comes as a shock to no one, because Joe Biden has been throughout his adult life a habitual and chronic liar. Top of his class at law school, got the only scholarship for political science, on and on and on. I'm sure you've been well briefed by our dear friend, Director Zhang, on the political and economic connections we have established in countries where you're interested in expanding during the coming months and years. And I guess, since they're dealing with the Bidens, one of those would be the good old U.S. of A. So we not only are expected to believe that 80 million people voted for this demented corruptocrat? Yeah, that seems highly likely, doesn't it? Sure. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Step aside for a moment and then be right back as we get going on a cold and wet and rainy Wednesday. But stand by. Better days are ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we do wish you a merry little Christmas. 322 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line, 71307. Oh, I got another late arriving text message from my buddy, Creepy Uncle Joe. I always know it's him, from him because of the way it's addressed. Billy, he always calls me that. I heard you're retiring, man. No joke. I'd have called earlier, but I was having trouble with Jill's calculator typewriter phone gadget. It doesn't have a rotary dial, so I got I got very confused. But I digest. Retirement is great. No lie. My advice to you is take up golf. The secret is to hit the ball through the clown's mouth. That way you win enough tickets to get a free rubber ball. That comes in handy when your dog keeps stealing them. No kidding. Tell your replacement, Jimmy Charles, I'll be getting in touch soon. Gotta go from the office of the senator-elect, president-elect, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe. Good to know. Hey, Bobby. Let's start a new viral hashtag. Hashtag, will Biden donate his salary? Which one? The one from the American taxpayers or the one from the CCP? He ought to be willing to give up one of them. To the phones we go, beginning with Sally, who is in Greenville. Hello, Sally, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. Sally, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You are. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I will say I'm retired, and it doesn't sink. Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know. I've been kind of laying low since the election because I'm so furious.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard Mitch McConnell congratulate President-elect Joe Biden, I pretty much almost spontaneously combusted. I was so furious.
I know what you mean.
So
I became physically sick as well.
Well, I got on the phone. You can't get through to his Washington office. So I called one of his Kentucky offices and absolutely ripped him a new one. Did not watch my language because I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And then today I called Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham and just told them, I'm like, I don't know where the hell y'all are, but you need to be backing this guy, because let me tell you what, we're not going to forget who backed the president and who didn't back the president. So it's going to be a mother the next time y'all run if you don't get behind the guy. And I'm like, where are they? Where are you? Why are you not saying anything?
Here's an irony for you, Sally, that I'm still having a difficult time wrapping my brain around. Who would have thought before this election that Lindsey would be reelected and Trump wouldn't? Doesn't that seem backwards?
Well, it does. And also, I will say that I called early on. I called when Georgia was going to be a thing. I called the governor's office and talked to some lady down there who was nice enough to talk to me. I told her, I said, look, I'm not going to try to – you're not in charge, so I'm not ripping you a new one. So,
yeah.
But I'm just going to say, well – and she said, well, we're recounting the votes. I'm like, but they're all fraudulent.
Right.
Idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing nothing but counting up counterfeit money to see how much you have.
So I don't know where we go from here, but there are – I mean, this is what I told Graham and Scott's office. I said, there are 75-plus million people that are freaking pissed off.
Yep.
And you better hope you're going to be on the right side of these people.
Well, McConnell, of course – you know, is the least surprising of the bunch, because Mushmouth has got at least as deep ties to the CCP as Hunter Biden. His wife, Elaine Chao, her family, one of the biggest shipping businesses between China and America. So you think that McConnell was thrilled to see Trump going after China?
But do you think that they're all on the take? I mean, clearly the governor of Georgia and the secretary of state, they've gotten some kind of kickback.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to have gotten some kind of kickback. So is everybody on the take?
I don't know that you can go so far as to say everybody is on the take, but how can I diplomatically phrase this? Everybody is looking out for their own best interests. And not those of America, and not those of their constituents.
Well, you know, I was talking to my husband earlier today, and I said, you know what? This is, if we had had term limits, we probably would not be where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah, the odds are. But we do, and sadly we have to deal with it. And we have to continue to fight the deconstruction of America. And make no mistake about it, that is precisely what they have in mind. We see the evidence of it every day in their cancel culture stuff between Hollywood, the media, the educrats in their white towers of academia. They're all pushing socialism, the doorway to communism, and hopeful that they'll be successful in doing so, and we've got to fight it, and there are ways to do that, but I don't think that immediately everybody wanting to rush out into the streets is the way to do it. That's the way the left operates. We still need to be able to defend ourselves and the freedoms and liberties the founders granted to us from God in some kind of moral way, but boy, is it becoming ever more challenging by the day to resist that.
And you know what? I don't think that I truly believe in my heart of hearts that President Trump was put, God put him in this place at this particular time.
I agree.
If he was not in place right now, we wouldn't know beans about any of this stuff.
Right. Well, and if he wasn't in place, we wouldn't have had a GOP candidate that got 75 million votes, who got 10 million more votes than he did when he won the first time.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
But look, these guys in Washington, Sally, they all see things returning to normal for them. You know, well, okay, bad orange man is out of here. We've got to go back to doing business the way we've been doing it before, and I'm going to make sure that my skirts are clean. So if you expect anybody to stand up in the Senate and object to the Electoral College votes, I think that's the longest of long shots.
Well, I will tell you, I read a bunch of these comments. I don't read too many of the blogs, but I do read. I love to read the comments section.
Yeah, me too.
Where you really find out what people think.
You bet.
And let me tell you what, people are mad.
Comes as no secret to me because I'm one of them. I got to run for the news, but I appreciate the call, Sally. Hang in there. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Wet and rainy and chilly Wednesday here on the Bobby Mac Show. Frosty would be right at home today. Holy cow. 3:37, a pretty wide swing from last week. What was it, Friday? I was playing golf in shorts and it was in the mid-60s. Yeah, winter was only fooling. Back to the phones we go. David in Fairview has been patiently waiting and joins me now. Hi, David. Welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
How are you, Bobby?
So far, so good.
First of all, I just want to tell you, I was almost devastated when you made the announcement you were leaving. I love your program. I've been listening to it for 20 years, I guess, and we're going to miss you an awful lot. You've been a big asset to me. I just really appreciate and I enjoy listening to your show and your commentary.
Very kind, David, and greatly appreciated.
Okay, now to my point. I'd like to know, what is your opinion that as a party we need to do, and I'm talking about from right now, while this special election is going on in Georgia, and what you feel like we need to do as a party in the future, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Okay. First thing that needs to be done is any rhino such as Governor Kemp in Georgia needs to be disenfranchised, kicked out of the party. This guy, as everybody knows, should have called a special session of the legislature. But since he's the guy who made the decision to use the Dominion voting machines in Georgia, he's not about to do that. All right, fine. If you're not going to follow the platform and the principles of the Republican Party, then you don't qualify to be a member of it, and you should be kicked out. And that goes for the rest of the rhinos in the party as well. There needs to be a house cleaning in the GOP that evicts all of these rhinos.
I agree with you. I agree 100%. I think they need to go. And the ones that are just faking it, they need to be identified and voted out.
Yeah.
I think we're overrun with them. And, you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, I feel like we've been robbed.
We have been.
We've just absolutely been robbed. And, you know, it's kind of like if you ever get in a fight with a bully, you know, sometimes you got to stand up.
Yeah.
And I feel like they cheated us, and I would never advocate cheating. But I'm telling you, if I lived in Georgia, I'd get me a bunch of mail-in votes and I'd start sending them in.
You bet. Because you know the other side is.
What's that?
They're busy Xeroxing ballots and getting ready to stuff them into some trash bin on the side of the road and have them actually count as votes.
Right.
You know, look, I mean, if the game is who can cheat the best, well, then we need to get better at that game.
That's my point, too. I agree with you 100%. You can only be run over so much before you got to get up and fight back.
I agree. And usually, if you punch a bully in the nose, they don't bother you anymore.
That's exactly right. And I think it's time we stand up and take care of business, you know?
Now, there is one other alternative, David, that I haven't gone to yet. And certainly my friends in the Republican Party will not be thrilled to hear this. But let's see what happens in this joint session of Congress. Let's see if any Republican member of the Senate and Republican member of the House stand up and object to some of these electoral votes from Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And if no one does, then at that point, I guess it becomes an open invitation to supporters of Donald Trump to kiss him goodbye. If President Trump wants to start a MAGA party, he'd only have about 80 million Americans to come over and join it right away. That's a pretty good base.
I'd say you're right. I'd say you're exactly right, my friend. And I do think we have a small possibility of a couple standing up.
Could be.
But I'm with you. I wouldn't pin my hopes on it, you know?
Yeah, no, me either. But look, here's the thing, David. If they won't stand up for him, and here's McConnell warning Republican senators not to challenge the election results in this meeting, if the GOP won't stand up for the head of their party, which the president is, then why in the world should he stand up for them?
I'm just going to tell you, when Mitch McConnell said that on TV, I thought I was going to throw up.
You and me both.
I felt my heart beating almost out of my chest. I cannot believe that he said that. I don't understand what was his motivation for that.
Well, he's
Is he doing like Rush said? Is he just trying to concede for Trump?
I don't know what he's trying to do, but I can tell you one thing. He is certainly not acting in the president's defense. That much is obvious.
He's acting in the best interest of our party.
No, nor of the American people, who the vast majority voted for Trump for president before they started dragging in suitcases full of ballots that only had a vote for Biden on them, and none of the other races were filled out. That sounds pretty legitimate to me.
you know that was a farce.
Yeah,
that's the reason they didn't want our people in there watching them count the votes.
And you know what? I mean, here's something Mitch hasn't thought about. He was in trouble in his race in Georgia. And it's Trump's coattails that dragged Mitch McConnell's raggedy old butt across the finish line. And he should be thanking Trump every day for helping him get reelected. And what's he do? Nothing.
He basically stabbed him in the back, I see it.
Right. That too.
He was taking care of himself. That's what he was doing.
Yep. Yep. Charity begins at home.
As much as I want Loeffler and the other fellow to win in Georgia, it would serve Mitch McConnell right if those two lose and he gets booted out as the head of the Congress, you know?
That's funny. Funny you mention that, because I got a text message yesterday early in the show, too, and it said Mitch McConnell is running for Senate Minority Leader. And I thought, yeah, and he's well on his way, isn't he?
He absolutely is, my friend.
David, I appreciate the kind words and the call. Hang in there, and we'll watch together as this plays out. 3:45 now, quarter before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Phone lines are stacking up, and I'm right back to them next here on WORD. Well, Jingle Bell Rock here, 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, from the text line, I've enjoyed your show immensely over the years. Buddy, that's his golden retriever, wanted to thank you for allowing him to be a part of your show from time to time. I'll miss hearing you mentioning him on our walks in the future here on Paris Mountain. We will miss you. Thank you. And the feeling is mutual. Bobby, the kazoo rendition of 2001 A Space Odyssey would be a great way to begin your last show. Nobody could touch Satchmo for the ending, though. And I've been consulting with the Bobettes on this, and we have been doing some research, and we think we got a pretty good ending planned for next Tuesday. Meantime, back to the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Bill is next up. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to say I got two things actually that are questionable, but yeah. I want to say I shed a tear when you mentioned you were going off the air. I'm going like, is he sick again or what? And then I was relieved to find out, because you remember about a year or so ago, you were sick for like a couple weeks, and I was worried about that.
Yeah, actually,
time it might be permanent.
Yeah, no. Actually, 3 years ago, I had a knee replacement, and then I got an infection following that, and that did keep me out for, holy cow, I guess about 6 weeks or so. But since then, fortunately, I have been the picture of health, just like Joe Biden.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I did shed a tear.
Thank you.
And when I found out you were retiring, I said, well, that's a relief, but I still shed the tear. And it's me, no difference.
Appreciate that.
Well, okay, the two things I want to talk about is if Russia is such a enemy of ours and Trump was supposed to be on their payroll and Hillary had this paid for this Russian collusion thing, why in the world did Hillary and Obama pay for the dossier, or not dossier, but they paid for the dossier together?
Right.
But why did they sell Russia through a Canadian group are a good chunk of our nuclear material? If they're such an enemy, why did they do it?
Yeah, 20% of in the Uranium One deal of America's fossil fuel went to the former Soviet Union. I guess there must have been a pretty good finder's fee donated into the Clinton Crime Family Foundation.
Through Hillary's foundation, because Hillary was Secretary of State at the time.
Yeah.
So if they're such an enemy of ours, why did they allow that go through, which doesn't make any sense?
If everybody is so concerned about Russian meddling in our elections, why did McConnell back in July a year ago block legislation that would have increased election security against fraud?
There you go. Now, the second thing, that's a good point for a lot of people to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, if the votes in Georgia for the Democratic runoff for the presidential election,
right,
if Biden won, and he won strictly through the city of Atlanta and not the whole state, because we talked about that before.
Right.
Why didn't those two morons that are running for the Democratic Senate seat, how come they didn't win?
The answer to that question is kind of convoluted, but simple when you think about it. For some reason, Georgia adopted the same kind of what they call guerrilla primaries that they have in California. They throw everybody into the mix at once. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarian, Constitution Party, Communist Party USA, they're all in there together. And then whoever the top finishers are go into a runoff. And the reason they do that is with that many candidates in the field, nobody can get slightly more than 50%, which is what they need to win a primary outright.
But according to the original status, the Republicans had a small margin of lead over the two Democratic morons. Now, if that's the case, if Joe Biden took over and won the presidential election as far as Georgia goes,
mm-hmm,
they should have won too.
Well, the answer to that one is no. The answer to that one is simple. The answer to that is simple, Bill, because they focus their attention on Biden and not the other races. That's why they got so many mail-in ballots, so-called, that only had a vote for Biden on them, and none of the other candidate boxes were checked.
Well, here's another good question on that same line. If that's the case, no, seriously, if that's the case, how many people you know just vote for the president and nobody else?
That would be zero.
Your answer would be 0%.
Right.
Exactly. 0%.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody. So those votes should have been yanked out, declassified, and said, here, we got a bunch of these votes that are just for Biden.
Right.
And they should have thrown them out immediately.
Obviously,
because
those ballots are fraudulent, as are ballots that don't have matching signatures, as are ballots that don't have an envelope that were mailed in, as are ballots that never show they were even folded. And yet all those were counted.
all I'm saying is, if they'll forget the signature ones and everything else, if somebody voted for a whole bunch of people, senators, state representatives, and stuff like that,
right?
I'm going to say maybe those are pretty legit. But if they just went for a Biden vote and nothing else, take them out, uncount them, and then see what you got.
Right, because
Georgia happened in Pennsylvania.
You're absolutely right. And the reason they shouldn't be counted is because those ballots are illegal. I got to run for the news. I'll be right back on the other side. And Dave Schwartz, my buddy from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, will be with me next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.